You're listening to SBS News.
Schumann shot, and she scores, even up again, but it also means that the USA could win the World Cup on this next kick.
The 1999 Women's World Cup final between China and the USA rewrote the narrative of women's football. Never before had such a crowd gathered for a women's sporting event. 90,000 watched as the USA claimed its second world crown at the expense of the Steel Roses.
Go! The party begins in Pasadena.
20 years later, and while the Americans continue to be among the top performers on the world stage, China has suffered a fall from grace. Moon Xu grew up in China and migrated to Australia as an adult. She now has three children, one of whom, Jenny, plays football at Hurstville Aquatic Centre in Sydney South. The eight-year-old is one of two girls among a sea of boys taking part in the weekend clinic as her mum watches on.
Good job. Ready? Go. Nice work. Keep going.
I grow up in China, right? And if I want to, you know, to play soccer or something, I find it's hard. I don't know. Yeah, actually I'm interested in sport, but I choose to play basketball actually when I was in high school.
China's booming middle class has given millions of young boys and girls access to opportunities their parents couldn't have dreamed of. Moon says Chinese girls aren't pushed into sport, but rather academia.
Depends on the parents as well. It depends on which direction the parents want them to go. So I think the athlete area, they pay more focus on that, and also the study as well. So for soccer or these kind of sports, I think it's not that, you know, heavy focus on it.
Moon says that mentality has carried over to Chinese diasporas abroad, including in Australia.
It's definitely true, because I live in Hesley area. There are quite a lot of parents sending kids to the tutor school, and their academic is absolutely very good, especially mathematics. You know, but for me, I think sports is, you know, is balanced with study. So both are important, of course. Yeah, but the physical development and the mental development and everything is supposed to be balanced.
Matthew Lee started bringing his daughter Angela to the football clinics in Hurstville about 6 months ago.
She says she loves soccer. Yeah. She wants to play soccer.
Such is Angela's love of the round ball game, Matthew says she even convinced her older brother to swap basketball for football.
Soccer is developing in China now, and there's a lot of people aware of soccer now, whereas in the past it's more maybe table tennis, swimming, gymnastics. And they're spending a lot of money there to try and develop the game. Unfortunately, the men's team's not doing very well. But I think the women's team is doing pretty good.
And there is no shortage of role models for young girls like Angela and Jenny. Both girls say they'll be supporting Australia and China at the Women's World Cup, but would be torn if both countries faced off against one another. While Sam Kerr headlines the Matildas squad, China will feature Paris Saint-Germain midfield star Wang Shuang, whose move to France last year has seen her net 7 times from 18 games for the European giants. At just 24 years of age, Wang has already earned 94 national caps and could celebrate her 100th should China progress to the quarterfinals in France. They'll first have to get past Germany, Spain and South Africa in the group stages, as they aim to emulate the feats of the class of 99. Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.